Okay, good morning everybody. Today, I want to talk to you about Disneyland. Or more precisely, I want to talk to you about the psychology involved in Disneyland. I live in Japan. Last January, I went to Tokyo Disneyland with my wife and my daughter. We had a great time. It was absolutely wonderful. It's a little bit cold, but we still had a good time. While we were there, walking around, we were standing in line, as you do. You spend a large percentage of all your time at Disneyland standing in line. And I started to think about the psychology behind the line. We were standing there, but we didn't seem to mind. And that got me thinking. And I realized there are quite a lot of psychological factors involved in your trip to a Disneyland park. Right, a bit of background. Across the world, there are many different Disneylands. Of course, the first one was the Magic Kingdom, built in Florida. And I think that was built in the 1950s. And right now there are many of these across the world. Altogether, throughout the year, all of the Disneylands combined attract approximately 116 million people. 116 million people. Out of that, the most popular park is still the original, the Florida Disneyland. That attracts about 19 million people. However, number two, quite surprisingly, is Tokyo Disneyland, which attracts about 17 million people. Although I suppose that's not really that surprising. The population of Japan is about 120 million people, and Tokyo Disneyland is the easiest of these places to get to, so the majority of Japanese people go there. Anyway, so these parks attract 116 million people, and the majority of these people come away satisfied with the park. Why is that? Well, I've thought of four different areas where psychology is employed. The Disney Corporation employs psychologists who work in each of these parks, and they analyze different areas of the park and they work out improvements and ways things can be changed. Now, the first thing, and how my research began, is the line. You stand in line waiting for a ride. Unless you go on a very cold, very rainy day, you are going to stand in line for almost everything, even food. So, how does Disney make this waiting experience easier for you? Well, the first thing they do is they display the wait time. Think about when you're waiting at a supermarket or a gasoline station. You get very annoyed. You don't know how long you're going to have to wait, and that makes you angry and irritated. When you go to a line at a Disneyland park, you can see display the wait time. It says 20 minutes, 50 minutes, or in the worst case, 200 minutes. I have actually done that. I've waited 3 hours for a ride. But when you go in, the wait time is displayed. So you are mentally prepared for that wait. You know you're going to have to wait for 1 hour. Then, the second thing they do is, the wait time is actually shorter than the time displayed. So if it says 60 minutes, the wait time might be 50 minutes. So as you're going through, you're looking at your watch, you're thinking, wow, this is faster than I thought. And that makes you happier. The third thing they do is you can see how far you have come, but you can never see how far you have to go. If you think about the lines, they're usually snake style. They zigzag in and out of different rooms, different buildings, different areas. And you can occasionally look out and see, oh, look how far I've come. But you can never see how far you have to go. What does that do? It gives you a sense of achievement. It makes you realize how far you have come. And you think psychologically, oh, I must be getting closer to my goal. But you cannot see how far you have to go because then you would realize that you are not getting closer to your goal. Very clever. The fourth thing they do is distractions. Whenever you're waiting for a Disney ride, there are things to read, games to play, things to look at, movies to watch. There is always something to occupy your mind. And the last and the most important thing is, it's impossible to push in to a line. You cannot enter the line other than at the back. And there are Disney staff all the way along the line who stop people pushing in. Why? Because if someone pushes in, it makes you angry. If you're angry, you're not having a good time. So the psychology behind the line is very extensive and actually very, very well thought out. Now, another thing they do in the park is something called forced perspective. Perspective means things that are close to you appear bigger than things that are far away from you. Because of that, we can judge distances. However, in the Disney park, things can never be that far away from you because the park is just not that big. So what they do is they use forced perspective. If you look at a regular building in a Disney park, The taller the building is, the smaller the bricks become and the smaller the windows become. If you go there and stand outside a three-story shop, for example, the first story is as normal, but as you look up, the bricks become smaller and smaller and smaller, and the windows become smaller and smaller and smaller. And what that does is it gives you a sense that the building is much taller, much bigger than it actually is. Another good example is the Cinderella Castle in the middle of the park. If you look at it close up, the turrets on top of the towers are not actually that big. You think they're big because you know how big a turret should be, and because of that, you think the building is bigger than it actually is. Forced perspective. Okay, another thing they do is they make the park an idealistic, an optimistic place to be. Imagine you're walking through your regular city. Is it clean? Not really. Is it safe? It might be, it might not be. Is it bright? Is it happy? Depends on the day. When you walk through a Disney park, is it clean? Yes, there is no trash. There are two reasons for this. The first one is the Disney staff move around and they clean everything up. And the second thing is there are trash cans all over the place. There is a rumor that when Walt Disney was alive, he used to go to his park, buy a drink, walk around the park. When he finished the drink, he'd look around. If there was no trash can, he'd say, put one here. I don't know if that's true or not, but there certainly are a lot of trash cans. Is Disneyland safe? Yeah. There are very few crimes there. Is it bright? Oh yeah. Look at all the colors. Look at all the lights. Is it happy? Oh yes, it's happy. All of the Disney stuff. Do you ever see them not smiling? Do you ever see them not happy? Of course not. And the smells. Imagine the smells walking around the park. There are actually vents built in all around the park that leak out different smells. These smells can be smells of food, smells of flowers, smells for an individual ride, and all of these smells affect the way you think. So when you walk around a Disneyland park, it seems to you like an ideal city should be. It's clean, it's safe, it's bright, it's happy, and it smells good. And that makes us happy. Now the last thing, and this is the most interesting thing, is Disney takes advantage of a psychological thing where we want to be a part of something that is bigger than ourselves. We all fight for individualism, but actually we like to belong to things. We like to be a part of something. And when you go into a Disney park, you are part of something. If you buy Disney ears, if you buy Mickey Mouse ears, you're becoming part of a larger group. So because of this desire to be part of a group, we're more eager to buy things. We're more eager to take part in things. We're more eager to part with our money. And in the end, Disney works very hard to make us happy. Disney works extremely hard to make us happy. Why? Because the happier we are, the more we spend. And in the end, Disneyland is giving us a dream, but why are they in business? They are a business. They are in business to make money. And the way they take the money from you is absolutely beautiful. Anyway, even though I know all these things, I still enjoy Disneyland, because my wife and my daughter are so happy there. Seeing the smiles on their faces make it all worthwhile. And I hope to take them there again one day. Anyway, thank you for listening. Goodbye.